Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. What you are about to hear is Obama Mission Impossible. The first voice you will hear is a Russian general speaking in Russian, addressing thousands of Russian troops.
In a world where one man cannot lose, the fate of the world rests in one top secret mission.
Obama is saying to the Russian president, "After my election, I have more flexibility." The Russian president says he will transmit the information to Putin.
After my election, I have more flexibility.
And I transmit this information to Vladimir and Zelensky.
Your mission is simple, Mr. Obama. Win one last election to gain unchecked flexibility, weaken our defenses, and fundamentally transform the world. Dmitry will transmit the information.
I transmit this information to Vladimir and Zelensky.
Starring Barack Obama as President Flexible, Dmitry Medvedev as Dr. Transmitkov, and Vladimir Putin as himself.
After my election, I am more flexible. After my election, I am more flexible.
Dmitry Medvedev and Obama did not know the mic was on at the time.
Operation Hot Mic.
My. That was the only audio that I had, as my hard drive that I had all my audio files on failed during my computer crash, and it's being worked on now. Hopefully by the next program, I'll have it back. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the end of day, second and last coming of Jesus Christ. On this program, you get truth instead of a world filled with false realities. And please know that the I Am has sent me, Brother Johnson, God's watchman, unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support. Just as any true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program for you, my friends. Please pray and ask the Lord if he would have you support this program, and then respond as the Lord directs you. I need your help to keep this program on the air, especially you Monday night listeners. Now for our last days end times quick Bible study from the King James Version. As always, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and last verse, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Watchman comment, that word beseech means to question, to ask, to request in a begging sort of way. The word beg implies humbleness and earnestness in asking for something. It implies the use of all the persuasive power at one's command, suggesting fervor or passion in the asking and anxiety over the possible outcome. Adding the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, giving it maximum urgency as the days shorten and the gathering of Yahweh's saints in the air at the rapture is imminent. A strict warning is issued to not be shaken in mind or to have any other whim of doctrine change you into believing false second coming doctrines being taught. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there become a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. My, oh my, my dear listening friends, I am not bending or twisting holy scriptures in any way like others do. Yahweh forbid. May the false deception never come from this godly watchman's lips. May Yahweh take me home before I would do that, because I would like to go there pure. Amen and amen. How about you? I sincerely believe we are in the great falling away right now. It may even be close to being over. That man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, when it is. Amen. Yahweh, come soon, Lord Jesus. My, my, my. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. On this program, you get the true truth. Therefore, may it always be. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's open our hearts on this program so we may go up together on that last day when Jesus comes again. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 1:6. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Concerning the days that are ahead, be not worried about loneliness, for I shall strengthen you. I shall comfort you. I shall go before you and prepare a way. For I need all my trusted servants, all my trusted warriors, who dare stand and speak my word, who flow in the prophetic, who are true watchmen, that fear not the things that they say, but say the things that I speak unto them. Know the mystery of those days, for I am revealing unto you something that has not been revealed. But as you meditate upon it, you shall know what I, your Father God, am saying, along with those that are following me. Fear not. Meditate upon the things that I have given you this day. And when your heart knows, then your mind shall know, and you shall understand all that I have said.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Luke chapter 1, verses 70 and 71. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate you. Watchman comment. Now is that not interesting that verse 70 says the prophets have always been since the world began? How do you think that could be? Think for a moment. What prophet was present in Genesis as the world was being created? Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. My friends, God created, and the Spirit of God moved. My, oh my. Matthew chapter 13, verse 57. Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Matthew chapter 21, verse 11. And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth, of Galilee. Luke chapter 24, verse 19. Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. Ah, my dear friends, I gave you those verses to put foundation to verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate you. Yahweh's purpose is that all who are his would be saved from their enemies and from the hands of all that hate them. But you must do everything you can do to stand firm in the true truth gospel. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. Philip from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW Walk on Water sponsor for this program. Father, I pray that you bless Philip, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Just bless him, Father, and encourage him, and uplift him and uphold him in his job and in his comings and in his goings, in his car and in his home and with his friends. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth on this program. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you can only get on Signs Radio programming, because I'm not on any other program. Watchmen so far. Bogus HIV tests ensnare countless innocent victims. If you believe in the existence of a scientifically valid HIV test, prepare to have your world rocked. There is no such thing. It's all been made up. HIV positive is a fictitious disease, much like ADHD, and now this has just been proven in a court of law during the bombshell acquittal of a U.S. soldier who was wrongfully arrested and jailed over a false positive HIV test. This is a shocking story with huge implications. Countless innocent victims are right now being incarcerated for the same bogus HIV/AIDS tests. One of the primary factors that is known to affect the legitimacy of popular and widely accepted HIV tests is vaccines. And the U.S. soldier had reportedly received a battery of vaccinations around the time of his HIV test, many vaccines of which are known to reduce false positives to begin with, were conducted. My, oh, my. Well, there you have another very good reason to avoid vaccines, other than the dangerous chemicals those same vaccines contain, and, of course, you could test HIV positive. A vaccine connection to AIDS infections? And another medical false. Bisphosphonate drug treatment for osteoporosis causes more bone fractures, not less. Drugs that are supposed to improve bone strength in patients at risk of or saddled with osteoporosis, they instead seem to worsen it. According to clinical research of Raphael P.H. Meiser, M.D., from the University Hospitals of Geneva and colleagues, the research conducted of some 477 patients hospitalized at one center, 39 had atypical fractures of the femur, the long leg bone that attaches to your hips, and 438 had common fractures. Among those with atypical fractures, a staggering 82.1% of them were undergoing osteoporosis drug therapy, compared with just 6.4% of those with common fractures. The team, which published their findings online in the journal Archives of the International of Internal Medicine, also found that the atypical fractures group had been treated longer with osteoporosis drugs. Watchman comment, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I hope you do. Continuing. The next catastrophic nuclear reactor core meltdown is much more likely than you suspect. The Russian Chernobyl nuclear reactor meltdown in Russia in 1986, and more recently, the tsunami-caused nuclear plant crisis at the Fukushima complex in Japan. Well, new research shows that the probability for more such disasters is much higher than previously believed. Currently, there are 440 nuclear reactors in operation around the world, and another 60 are planned. According to scientists at the Max Institute in Germany, they say that core meltdowns at nuclear plants may occur every 10 to 20 years, or about 200 times more earlier than estimates previously determined. Continuing. New Bible strips the names of God, Jesus, angels. A new Bible translation released by Thomas Nelson changes the nouns for God, Jesus Christ, and angels to this: Eternal One, the Anointed One, and a Messenger of God. But critics say the project that supposedly is attuned to the times is just another gospel that's been watered down and changed. The Voice translation, a joint project between Thomas Nelson and the Ecclesia Bible Society, was released this spring. The translation comes at the time that critics contend Wycliffe Bible translators are changing the names of God and Jesus to appease a Muslim target audience. Watchman comment, as far as Muslims are concerned, my friends, the terms Eternal One, the Anointed One, and a Messenger of God, supposedly meaning the Holy Spirit, these could easily refer to their false god, Allah. My, oh, my. What is this whole thing coming to? Could it be 666? The end of days? The Antichrist? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Legislation could force Canada, Ontario Catholic schools to recognize gay student clubs. The Canadian Province of Ontario government officials have committed to a proposal that would expand the Canadian province anti-bullying and child protection laws to force schools, including Catholic schools, to recognize gay straight alliance club if their students want to start one. An amendment to the Accepting School Act, known in Ontario as Bill 13, would prohibit Catholic schools from vetoing the gay clubs. It would also force them to accept the law's particular emphasis on what it calls LGBTTIQ, boy, that's a new one, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, transsexual, two-spirited, intersex, queer, and questioning people. Oh, brother. Watchman Comet. My, oh, my. They are expanding their sick, abominable, perverted definitions of the new, twisted, perverse normal. Though I have bad news for them, Yahweh still reigns sovereign as Almighty God, and hell will still be their eternal home. Only they just added a few more words to get them there. Continuing. Is there about to be a World War III? U.S. to deploy 60% of Navy fleet to the Pacific. The U.S. is planning to move the majority of its warships into the Asia-Pacific region by 2020, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has revealed. He said that by 2020, about 60% of the U.S. fleet would be deployed there, in the clearest indication yet of the new U.S. strategy in Asia. My, oh my, talk about things heating up. Get ready. Get ready, get ready. Jesus is coming, and soon. Continuing. Modern-day vaccines have their roots in Nazi medical experiments. Nazi Germany wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was a real Auschwitz, the largest German concentration camp of World War II. That concentration camp in World War II was the ideal guinea pig testing arena for dangerous pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines created by IG Farben, a very powerful cartel that consisted of German chemical and pharmaceutical companies such as BASF, Bayer, and Hochheist. Jewish prisoners of the war would not be able to sue the government, so inhumane testing ensued. By vaccinating Jews, homosexuals, and anyone who denied the political views of the Nazis, including children, by the way, Hitler was isolating his master race by sickening, weakening, or killing opposition with a passive and silent terror campaign through vaccination and nerve gas. Also, did you know, 75% of physicians in the world refuse chemotherapy for themselves? My, oh my. Are we becoming Nazis in our vaccine experimentation? Continuing, and more from our own American government. In 2006, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, PREP, PREP, was signed into law by the Bush administration, giving the U.S. government the power to declare a national emergency. I reported on it back then. Continuing. For any infectious disease they claim is spreading, and therefore require mandatory vaccinations in that emergency for the entire population of the United States. In other words, U.S. citizens can now be denied their constitutional right of choice and be forced vaccinated or face jail time for being a threat to national security, all without trial and without any legal representation. My, oh, my. And another USA report. Biowarfare Alert. Is a mass bioterror pandemic planned for 2012? The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, despite America's dubious history of using the population as a test tube for all sorts of crazy things, plans to release what it claims is a harmless bacteria in the Boston subway system this year as a way to test biological sensors. And at least some folks think it may be the start of a bioterror pandemic with sinister implications. Watchman comment, maybe the start of forced vaccinations. Continuing, in an early May report, the mainstream news said federal officials would test the subway sensors by releasing dead bacteria called B. subtilis. They say it is already used in food supplements, being rigorously tested, and has no adverse health effects for low exposure in healthy people. The unknown variable here, then, is what sort of effect will this bacteria have on unhealthy people? Will they be able to handle it? Will it make them sicker? DHS Department of Security itself said in a 28-page summary, to validate the performance of the technologies, it is necessary to perform field tests in a real-world environment. Watchman comment, low exposure? Oh, sure, I believe that, don't you? Evaluate, test, real-world environment? Did Hitler write that one? Boy, it sure sounds like it. Oh, my, and another one. Flu shots to be pushed onto all children in public schools. Experts have advised the government that all children should be given annual flu vaccine shots in their schools. The advice given as part of a consultation on preventable disease said that it would raise immunity in the crowded environment of schools and therefore in the wider community. The vaccinations were recommended to be of the nasal type, as this is considered much safer and effective than injections, and that all children from the age of 5 to 17 should be included. The vaccinations would need to start in 2014 to allow for the acquisition of stocks for the first wave. Watchman comment, did you hear that? Did you hear my emphasis on the nasal vaccine spray type is considered much safer and effective than injections? Did they just admit vaccination injections are not safe? Yep, they sure did. Do you believe the prophecy voice warnings of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this month to help pay the bills for radio time. There are no big 501c3 government-controlled church groups behind my program, only myself and you listeners, and there never will be any government control. Therefore, this program is listener-supported and is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for they walk by faith, not by sight. Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? Would you pray with me about that? And after you do, and God speaks to you, please write, Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that just N-Y, zip 13797. That address will repeat in a moment for you to check what you wrote down. The Bible, my friends, is how we live free in a very unfree world of today. Now, for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from, of course, the King James Version. As far as I'm concerned, there is no other. Every version after the original King James has been perverted and changed. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. My dear listening friends, I would like to title this quick study, America's Deaf Ear to the Biblical Warning Sirens. Today the sirens and warning sirens are loudly roaring. The shofar, ram's horn, blast of alert is piercing into every facet of the USA and all of civilization. While the biblical evidence is overwhelming, with events transpiring daily, the masses of Americans go about their lives with a deaf ear to the warning cries of those who comprehend the very hour and what is coming, like Brother Johnson, Yahweh's watchman. Even now, how true is Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 through 31 of those people, even in this day? How will they escape such global calamity? My friends, this is very sobering. They will not. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. So, my friends, today as you hear this message of warning, harden not your hearts to the eternal love and strong hand of deliverance found in Almighty God's Savior for the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. 6,000 years of human history attest to the fact of man's violent attitude and godless actions. How can mere men bring about a global utopia from the wretched state in which they exist? The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So, get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. As I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You calculate your time zone. Wednesday's program, by the way, repeats every Saturday morning on WWCR 7490 at 8:30 a.m. That's 7490, 8:30 a.m. Attention, 9265 Monday night listeners at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Listening to this repeat of my Saturday program on another station, I would really appreciate a call to let me know your state and how well you can hear this program. It will help keep this program on 9265 on Monday nights. I'll give you the number in just a moment. Thanks, and God bless you. For more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from the website. And by the way, you can re-listen to this program anytime you want, for all my programs are archived on www.signsradio.com, all one word. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio International, my friends. It's heard all over the world. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support Signs Radio? Other programs have many supporters. Signs has only a few. And you Monday night listeners, I need to hear from you to keep it on your station. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, as I promised, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. Here it comes, especially you Monday night listeners. Get ready. I only have one line, so please keep hitting your redial if it's busy until you get through. Get ready. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster to check it if you wrote it down. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Call right after the program, won't you? Especially you Saturday night repeat listeners listening on Monday night. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support for this program. Remember, you are loved. Be ye awesomely blessed, my friends. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.